Padre Pio was called a mystic, a saint, a miracle worker who comforted many. But what was it really like to meet him face to face? Did people's expectations align with the reality of who he truly was? Stay tuned as we explore the contrast between perception and truth in the life of Padre Pio.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. Now on to today's story. Padre Pio. Just hearing his name brings to mind a saintly figure, mystical and extraordinary. But have you ever wondered what people thought when they met him for the first time? Or how his sternness, especially in the confessional, was understood, or rather misunderstood? Today we'll explore the contrast between how Padre Pio was perceived and who he truly was, drawing from two sources. The Padre, Saint Pio of Pietrelcina, by Father Marcellino Iasanzaniro, and Padre Pio, the Saint of the Third Millennium, by Olivo Cesca. Let's dive in. Anyone who lived in or visited San Giovanni Rotondo quickly recognized that Padre Pio was an extraordinary man, marked by profound virtues and holiness. However, many struggled to reconcile this initial positive impression, especially those who witnessed him pray or celebrate Holy Mass, with the sternness he displayed in the confessional. As many of you know, there are numerous stories about Padre Pio's sharp words and his refusal to absolve certain sinners. Yet, he himself once explained the reason for his sternness. "You know how much it pains me to close the confessional door to someone," his voice choked with emotion. "But it is God who compels me to do this. I myself do not dismiss or reject anyone. There is another of whom I am a mere instrument, who calls souls and sends them away." In other words, Padre Pio was acting on God's behalf, not his own. As the author notes, many were disturbed, feeling that a saint, who in his actions should model himself on Jesus, ought to embody only the Master's tenderness, not the strong, even harsh rebukes that the Gospel recounts. They seem to forget that the sharp words Jesus spoke against selfish rich men, hypocrites, and false religious people were, in fact, expressions of love. He aimed to correct those on the wrong path, using whatever means necessary to bring them back to reason. Furthermore, even those who shared daily life with the Holy Capuchin were often confused by his turning away penitents. One evening, Angelo Battisti, the administrator of Padre Pio's hospital, mentioned Saint Leopold of Castelnuovo, a fellow Capuchin friar who, like Padre Pio, spent his entire day hearing confessions. Turning to Padre Pio, Angelo said, "Father Leopold said that he only refused absolution twice in his entire life and regretted it." Padre Pio paused for a moment before replying, "I do not regret it when I withhold absolution, because if someone comes to confess with conviction, the denial of absolution will make them more attentive. If, on the other hand, they come to confess without conviction, the denial of absolution is beneficial, as it brings them back to the reality of their condition and protects them from making a sacrilegious confession." So, Despite how others perceived it, Padre Pio's sternness wasn't cruelty. It was love in action. True love isn't always soft, sometimes it's fierce. Now, let's hear from someone who approached Padre Pio with preconceived notions. One day, the journalist Piero Bargellini arrived at San Giovanni Rotondo. He expected to meet a friar with eyes turned towards the sky, an illuminated forehead, arms open or crossed over the chest. However, Padre Pio was not at all what he expected. In his own words, "Instead of an artificial copy, I discovered an extremely original figure. I feared to find, I won't say a simulator of holiness, but at least an imitator. And instead, I found myself faced with a spectacle of naturalness." Furthermore, Bergellini was surprised to notice that Padre Pio was genuinely crying during Mass. He described him as crying like someone who doesn't want to cry, someone who can't stop crying but represses it and fights it. However, despite witnessing Padre Pio's tenderness, his encounter with him didn't go as he had imagined. After Mass, Bergellini joined the confessional line. "I waited for a long time, more watching others than examining my conscience. Whether because it was very late or because I didn't deserve another kind of reception, when I knelt at the confessional, I had the biggest surprise. Padre Pio slammed the little window in my face, stood up, and left grumbling. Fortunately, my friend interceded, and in the afternoon, Padre Pio welcomed me in his cell to confess me." In his attitude, in his advice, he was no different from a village priest. No unusual words, no sublime expressions. Nothing extraordinary for me, who evidently was nothing but an ordinary sinner. I remember that when accusing myself of excessive concern for my children, he tapped me on the shoulder. "Courage," he said to me, "children are not nails." Bergellini concluded, "Padre Pio is Padre Pio. Holiness aside, he is a man capable of surpassing all predictions and disproving all prejudices. His authenticity, his originality, and genuineness are beyond question. Above all suspicion are the sincerity of his soul and the power of his spirit." Now, I'd like to ask you, my dear viewers, what were your perceptions of Padre Pio when you first heard about him? Did he live up to your expectations, or were you surprised to find him to be a completely different person? Please let me know in the comments section below. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Love our videos? Then click the bell to get notified as soon as we upload something new. Otherwise, you will miss out. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist, and to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Thank you for being a part of our community. And stay tuned for our next video on the life of Padre Pio.